1 Kings 22, verses 48 to 50, and 2 Chronicles 20, 35 to 37. I should be concentrating on the 2 Chronicles passage. I've given this title to this very brief discourse. Jehoshaphat learns late. He learns, but he learns late. Let us look at it. Let me read the passage to you. Later, Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, made an alliance with Ahaziah, king of Israel. We're obviously adding a bit here to the history, the life history of Jehoshaphat. This is late in the reign of Jehoshaphat. And we read that this king of Judah, this godly king, this spiritual man, not perfect, but a great king in the sense that he was godly and a good man. But he made an alliance with Ahaziah, king of Israel. And we're told this. Ahaziah was guilty of wickedness. He was the son of Ahab, and like father, like son. Yeah, Ahab was a great man too, but great in wickedness. Ahaziah follows his father. And Jehoshaphat, repeating the mistake he had made with Ahab, remember we looked at that, 1 Kings 22, he made this dreadful mistake of being married, the relationship through the family and marriage, and there was political arrangements, military arrangements, and Jehoshaphat nearly lost his life over that. And now he's repeating the mistake. He's making an alliance with this wicked king of Israel. He agreed with him to construct a fleet of trading ships, to set up an armada, a navy, a flotilla, a fleet to go and get gold. After these were built at Ezion-Geber, Eliezer, son of Dodavahu of Marishah, prophesied against Jehoshaphat, saying, "Because you have made an alliance with Ahaziah, the Lord will destroy what you have made." This prophet, another prophet, this is the third prophet we've seen in the life of Jehoshaphat. This man too, like the other previous prophets, has the courage to confront this king, to challenge him, to rebuke him. This may not be politically correct, but political correctness does not come into it. He pointedly, convictingly, convincingly confronts Jehoshaphat. We need such preachers. We need such men to spell it out. Blessed be God for men like Eliezer and the other two prophets too that have already spoken to Jehoshaphat. The ships were wrecked and were not able to set sail to trade. God stepped in and delivered Jehoshaphat yet again. Maybe the king was congratulating himself, looking forward to the great bounty of gold that he would bring back with his navy. But God spells out the lesson through the prophet and then shows him, by the wrecking of this fleet, shows him his mercy again to deliver him from being in alliance with it, with this king. Indeed, 1 Kings 22, verse 49, we read that at last the penny drops. And when this wicked king, Ahaziah, wants his men to sail with Jehoshaphat's men in the navy, Jehoshaphat won't have it. He refuses to go on with it. He learns. The penny drops, but he learns late. So what are we learning here? Well, this man is repeating his folly. There's a warning to us. We all make mistakes, my friends. Brothers and sisters, we do. We stumble, we sin, we fall, we make terrible decisions, and I have. And they're costly decisions. But there's one thing worse than that, and that is when the wheel runs round, we repeat the mistake. We read in Proverbs 26, verse 11, that the fool returns to his folly. Jehoshaphat shows his folly and his foolishness here. But he still learns at the end, but he learns late. And it costs him again. It cost him with Ahab, and it costs him with Ahaziah, wrecked fleets here. He nearly lost his life with Ahab. I think as Benjamin Franklin said, experience is a very fine teacher. but her fees are exorbitant. Yes, you have to pay for experience. But at least Jehoshaphat learns, even if he learns late. He repeats his mistake, but he learns at the very end. I am challenged by this. I want to be encouraged by it in the sense that though we stumble and fall, we can learn from our past mistakes. We can pick up again, but let us not repeat our folly, brother and sister. Let us not go back to our stupidity. May we go on. But of course, I want to say just another thing about this Eliezer. We need again, I repeat my point, we need such men today. We have sugar and candy. We have this easygoing preaching, this flippancy, this lightness, this buddiness. Oh, we need such prophets and preachers as this. They talk about prophecy. Give me prophetic preaching like this, pointed preaching, convincing preaching, convicting preaching, courageous preaching, confrontational preaching. Christ did it, the prophets did it, Paul did it, Peter did it, John the Baptist did it. We must do it. Of course, we've invented new ways today. We're all pals together now, and it's all nice and comfortable. May the minister this morning give us an encouraging word, a comforting word. How about challenging, convincing, convicting, converting? That's what we need to see. God raise up Eliezers. Well, there's plenty of lessons here. Let us not repeat our folly, brothers and sisters. Let us look to God to raise up such preachers who will preach a people back to God, who have the courage to stand for the Lord. Whatever the Lord says, they deliver the word of the Lord. Well, we've finished our look at Jehoshaphat. May his life, his mistakes, his errors, his failures, his success, and his blessings, and his confidence in God, and his obedience, may all these things combine together to teach us to live better lives, brother and sister, to the glory of God. And if any unbeliever is listening to me, may Jehoshaphat and all we have seen in his life encourage you to seek the Lord while he may be found and to call upon him while he is near. And that means now.